But now I'll do a little bit, rest of 2 minutes, we'll do a little bit of Orachayim. Chava says, last week we ended out that the din is, that things are kosher shivcha. Things which are emotional, to sleep with your pajamas, let's say, that with your head out of clothing and so on, you forget your learning. Or if you read, sometimes it's, if it's ISIS by letters, by a matzeva, then you have this, then you forget your learning. The Sefri says in Parshas Ekev, a person, so the question is there Issa, is the Ekev at all? So the din is like this, in Sefri and Ekev, Parshas Ekev says, a person has to mishtadol not to forget his learning. Why? Because he's Issa, that the din is because it's a Shomer Tishmon. A person has to do things, so it says, Magal HaKosuk Shem Shalom Tzoch Hazor, the Salah, Shalom Yerivet, Yishun Luzes Lismani, Kachi Adam Tzoch Hazor, the Talmud of Shlo Yerved. And the Gemara says in Menachos Sarites on base, Kol Shakech Dovech on Muda Eider Belash, Shinema, Hisham Lecha, Shmoy Nashcha, Miyoyf, and Tishcha Vom Eila. So all these things that says in the Gemara, we mentioned 2 weeks ago, the Gabi, the Inya Kosh Shikha, it's not mentioned at all in the Rambam, not in the Chinuch, not in Shulana. So Vaish, this is no Issa, if you forget. And the Chaim Kanevsky, who says it's a Kern, speaks out, however, it's Nachal Nizor and all the things that the Chazal said. Rav Moshe used to say Rav Alper, to shame his father, Rav David, who heard from Nachal Shulchan. He's a Talmud from Nachal Shulchan. He heard from Nachal Shulchan that says, even though there's a, the Gemara says he's foolish, but Nichlal in the right, Issa, the Raisa, he's Shom Lechol Petishka. Yeah, Chidush Gadol. All these things that cost the Shekha, Yoreva, Issa, the Raisa, the Achashochan, it's not printed in Achashochan. Even the ones you printed, it's not printed there. So it sounds like Yisham Lachal Patishka, I don't say it. It's a big Kiddush.
That's not Issa, what would be the Issa?
Huh? What could be the Issa? No, don't say it's Issa. That's it. Yisham Lachal Patishka,
yeah.
If this
is not Issa, what would a person be doing?
I'll tell you in a second. Good question. Alright. If there's a fight game, if there's Issa of a Chal Sheikh Zatoya, they kept the rush. And Issam of Zayin quotes the girl. And he thinks of Shem HaGor, that someone forgets Echem Shnosai, you now escape your learning. It's only going at a time when they learned everything was about Peh. They didn't have Gemara, they didn't have Mishnah, they didn't have anything. However, now we have Svarim, there's no Issa B'chal V'Shem B'chal B'Tishka. However, one second. However, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, Nechus Tamatayah, and Tzayin Beis Halacha Dalet says, even today, we have all Torah Shofar written down, and you can iron swarm and see you forgot, you can remind yourself, still it doesn't help. And you heard it aloud. Now exactly how the Orach HaShulchan work out, I don't know. Would he hold it like this or not, to grind everything, or just if you do things, he's talking about a case where it's Kosher Shikha, where you do things, you sleep on your pajamas. So you're doing something, an active thing to make you forget, that's what the Orach HaShulchan is talking about. The Stam, if you get Stamazai, I'm not so sure, the Hashukh will hold like the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. It could be held like the girl that you're not having Issa. That's not clear. However, you have to do things that to prevent it. You have to chazer it. You try to chazer, try not to forget.
With the Gemara, I think there's certain like columns that are the crush of the Shikha.
Yeah.
So is it possible to eat those?
According to that, it does. According to the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, it's Zichotza. And even according to the Chaim Kanevsky, you should be Zohar in it.
So that means the Gemara says you should eat olives.
Yeah. But there's a whole shot of what type of olives.
Oh.
There's red olives, the black olives, it's cooked, or raw, you know. Friend, he has to say it's the Kern, he has all the Kedorn over there. Nashim, what? The Nashim, the Kabi Nashim. Since they're not Mitzvah on the Mitzvah Talmud Torah, they're going to learn Torah. Even though they have to learn their Mitzvahs and so on, so Mela, the Moshe also, and Kineski writes also the same thing, Nashim are not Nazar. They're not so worried. They can sleep with the heads on up. They don't care about forgetting. They can put the sleep on pajamas. It doesn't matter. Nashim is no halal. There's no such a thing at all. Children. What about children? Young children. They don't want to tell yet. Babies. They don't want to tell yet. They don't want yet. So Chaim Kanevsky in the Sefer Sikkurim brings down that socially mastered. Because this is something that the Teva caused the Shikha, it could be Mazakim afterwards maybe. However, I saw in the Sefer Shmirikos and Nefesh brings down in the Mother Perkei Tes, brings down from Chaim Palaki that says a Tzidik that learn yet is not Peda. And same thing. Moshe, I know it's Mako, when you dress, take off, sometimes you want to undress children. So sometimes you take off, you know, shirt, undershirt, polo shirt, take it all together. It says you don't have to be masked, the children didn't learn Torah yet, you don't have to be masked yet.
When Rebbe said they now shouldn't sleep with under on top of clothing, is that underneath the bed or dafka underneath the head?
Underneath the head.
Pillow.
A pillow also. Mishmur is class, and we mentioned last 2 weeks ago, we spoke about that. If the pillow also, if it's a pillow in between, we said you should be masked even as a pillow in between.
Well, what about underneath the bed as a store?
That's no problem. That's no problem.
Huh?
A pillow, let the pillow, and I'm going to take pajamas on the pillow. Take one of the pajamas if you want to lay down the pillow. Simon Beis, Sif Gimel. The Mechata says, Yedate, Bechaluka, Relasha, Kedaka, Shabbat, Tim Lechut. You should be careful. When you put on a shirt, a beggar, you should make sure that's not inside out. That third thing down from Das Kedoshim, it's also good for the Zikron also. In the Sefer, Das just came out not long ago. From Chaim Kanevsky, new Sefer called Das Neiter. You ever hear the Sefer? Das Neiter. So they bring out from the son of Chaim Kanevsky came out of the Sefer called Das Neiter. So he brings down from Chaim Kanevsky that even, this halacha said, even the house, not when you go outside, even the house is also saying halacha applies. The Mishabu speaks out in Sifkan Gimel, it's not Dafka an outer shirt, all the garden, even Tachtan, let's say undershirt. No one sees your undershirt. You should not wear your undershirt inside. Sometimes you can tell the difference if it's inside out. When it has, let's say, the name of the car, of the brand, you can tell if it's inside out or not. So this, even it's going all over, even it's Tachtan. And the Tefillah, Kol Adam should be Zoran, Shred is not Tefillah. It says in Tam Chochum Tzach, you have to be pushing it and put it properly. I don't know what he writes on this. I don't know. Now let's say, now it used to be old times of clothing, used to see that the you could tell that it was inside out. The threads were sticking out inside. It was stitching, right. So it was stitching. So today, let's say it's not nikkur. You can't tell there's so much difference. So the Sefer Masechol Masnei in Sifkon Al says that's not nira. You can't say it doesn't look meguna. Then he can remake it. Ramaisa, the Mishmur is Machna. In Siman Beis, Sibdala, the Mechaber says that when you put on your shoes, you should put on the right shoe first and don't tie it. Then after you put on your left shoe, then tie it. And then after you do it, then tie your right shoe then. First tie the left shoe, then tie the right shoe. And after tie the right one. Ramah says, so let's say you have like loafers, then the din is, there's no kshir on them, then you put on the right shoe first completely. The price can speak out that who are they not up shoes? When you get dressed, when you put on your shirt in the morning, you should put on your right hand first. The mint comes first. Oh, Mabushim. You should always put on the right side first. I'll left you again in a second. When the Shavuot speaks out, Sipkan Zion, same thing when you wash, when you get in a shower, on a bed. First you wash your right side first. And Reichus Kalgufay, then of course you back the Mereshit, first you wash your head, then after you wash the right side. The same thing also, if Chaim Kanevsky writes the Sefer Das Neiter, that's the same thing when you dry. Everything you should do, you should dry, start drying your right side first. The reason is, the Mishavuot speaks out, the reason is why we're makbid all these things, we find that the Torah was makbid, that's in Yemen. Like buying Yad, the regular, it always goes plus Yemen. A lefty. What about a lefty? So Mishavuot speaks out that he does it right also. He does also the right side. Not his right. Got the kshira?
Not his right.
The kshira. Not his right. The right of whatever
cholaylo. The right
side. Right side. Right side, yeah. The got the kshira? Since the Torah was makshiv, the doctor by his nochas tefillin, that you crush a tefillin, so matter when you tie your shoe, you also tie, first you tie the left one, next you tie the right one. So Chashuv is in Chashuv and Sipkot Zayin, and Kitzishvanar is in Simigimel. Sivdal says, who are the other body you tie? You should always tie the side of the shoe, because you have other body and pass from right or left. Oh, you should tie the left first.
What about left hand, you should tie the right first?
What about a woman? What?
If
you got tefillin?
If you put your tefillin on the right side.
You have to tie the right shoe first.
How about the other? One second. I'll get that. I'll meet you. I haven't done that.
How about boots? Also left side first.
Boots, you don't tie. You can't tie. No. Zippers. I don't know if zippers have been like tie. I don't know. What about women? What about women?
Is Velcro the same as tying?
No.
I don't think so. It's not kosher. It's not kosher.
It's still the tying to
the
filling.
Huh?
The tying of your shoes.
Right, yeah.
So that means only tying, not...
Only tying. The chayra should be zippering not. Chayra. Zippers come back. Zippers doesn't matter. The Gabi Nashim, the Pshani Zalman says, by a woman doesn't have to be matim. The Tzadmo. And since women aren't chuyv in tefillin, so Mela, the Chazad, Yidin, the Min comes first. That's what the Sefer Das Nech, the Kofs from Bayashim, that you should, the woman, even by tying, she should always do it the right first. It's only by men, this halacha. When you take off your shoes, first you take off the shasmal tchila. So Mishbu says in Sivkat Neches, because that's because Kvod Yishimin. Therefore he takes off the left first. So Chashuv says, when you take off your clothing, you always take off the left first also. Because that's coming in. So you should be still lavish. However, the Sefer Das Nech, the course of Chaim Chinesky is saying, it's only in the shoes and nothing else. Nothing else you don't have to be makhdi. You take on the right, left, it doesn't make a difference how you take off your clothing. A lefty.
Does he agree with putting it on the same?
It's only, yeah.
No.
Or it's only he doesn't talk about it. He doesn't talk about that.
No. He went from the
Mishkan that has to go. Since he's taking the kashrut film on his right hand, so he should be makhdi. Also, to tie his right shoe first, and afterwards he should tie his left shoe first, then tie it. That's what Mishmur speaks out.
What happens if you're dressing someone else?
What?
Dressing someone else.
That's you have. Happens. We'll wait till next week for that, okay?
Oh,
stop here.
Okay, thanks. Very nice.